Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Locked Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who come to you, despite the coronavirus, to talk to you and teach you about truth, justice, and the American way. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
Jack, I'm fine, and I hope that everybody that listens to this show is safe and healthy and hopefully hunkered down for a while. Massachusetts just increased ours to May 4th, so beginning to realize how much room I have in my house because I spend a day in each room, so I recognize it, you know, that helps.
Well, it's cold, wet, and miserable down here, which means staying inside is not a hard thing to do today. I have not seen a human being. But that doesn't matter. We're on the radio, and we're speaking to many. All right, now listen, one thing, I put up a post a week ago that on my We Believe America WordPress blog, and it's been so popular that like 26,000 people have read it in 42 different countries. And I thought that I would begin our show, if it's okay with you, by just reading this, as we do sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the title of it is "The Democrats Have Betrayed the American People." Privately, some Democratic lawmakers have admitted that their obstructionism over the stimulus package is because they do not want to give Trump a win. As difficult as such a motivation is to believe or even comprehend, with our nation's economy suffering and our lives at stake, the hatred of these people actually outweighs both their love for the USA and their sworn duty as legislators to serve our national interests. Instead, led by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they've been attempting to leverage their votes, which are desperately needed, to establish their Green New Deal agenda. That's right. While Americans are dying, they are trying to position to achieve policy goals that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. Here are 10 things the Democrats demand that have nothing to do with the disease that they wanted to include in the stimulus package. One, unprecedented collective bargaining power for unions. Two, expansion of wind and solar tax credits. Three, corporate board diversity quotas. Four, no ICE deportations. Five, reductions on carbon dioxide emissions by airline. Six, restructure the debt of the post office. Seven, voting in federal elections without ID. Eight, Planned Parenthood funding. Nine, corporate boards to be required to have racial and gender diversity. 10, a $15 minimum wage. Right now, while people are sick and dying, the power position of the Democrats allows them to make demands like this, but this will change next November. Americans have short memories, but not that short. When it comes time to vote, we will not forget what they have attempted to do. They will pay a terrible price at the ballot box for this, as they should. They have forfeited their right to lead. Let's get rid of as many of them as possible. You know, just reading it, I can see why 26,000 people from all over the world would want to take a look at that. That's pretty astounding, isn't it, Dick? I mean, I have all kinds of friends on Facebook when I would put up posts about stuff like this would say, well, the Republicans caved to they should not have caved to some of the demands of the Democrats. Well, we don't have the votes. We had to have votes in the House of Representatives from Pelosi, not from Schumer in the Senate, but from Pelosi. We had to have there are more Democrats than Republicans without their – and, of course, she's the one that has leveraged this whole thing trying to do it. This makes my blood boil.
They had a deal going into it, and then Pelosi flew in from San Francisco, and I guess the term would be she really rocked the boat, and she put in a lot of these things, and as an American and watching and hearing, I mean, I have neighbors, near neighbors, that have the virus now. And hearing about soldiers' homes where multitude of soldiers have died from the virus through mismanagement, and they want to restructure the mail. They want to give money to Planned Parenthood. Now, I thought I heard today that I don't think it was Trump, but it was somebody saying that all abortions would be stopped as being unnecessary surgeries, as the court case may be. So I'm kind of hoping that that happens, but just.
It's by state, and that's not a national thing. That's by state, and there are at least three or four states that have said that that is an elective surgery, and they're not going to do them rather than essential surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody has a lung cancer or a brain hemorrhage or needs a stent in their heart. That's essential surgery. But, getting a facelift or an abortion is not.
Yeah.
And, honestly, there are probably as many people that are more people that have died from. Let me restructure that sentence. There are probably less that have died because of that. And they're not being abortions that have died from the disease, which is a little over 3,000. I mean, there's something like 6 million abortions or something like that a year. I mean, I could be wrong with that figure. I don't know.
Somebody said something about 16,000 a day. That's what I heard, 16,000 a day. So...
pretty hard to imagine. And they tell these girls, by the way, that it's just a quick procedure, nothing to it, you won't have any repercussions. That's just not true. That goes against the maternal instinct, and a lot of women are never the same. I mean, we see these stories of, like, I was thrilled at all 10 of my abortions and stuff like that. I mean, just That's somebody who has a seared conscience and really hard to deal with. The women that I know that have had them at a level that's very, very difficult to to ever come back from. That really, it really is.
Well,
so,
if somebody's had 10 abortions and they're proud of it, there's a few terms that run through my mind, and one of them is whore. If that's what you're doing, it's ridiculous.
How did I know that was the one that you were going to come up with? I just thought, were you going to call it a whore?
We've been brothers for a long, long time.
Yeah, we've been brothers for a long time. Listen, do you think that how do you think this is going to affect Trump in the fall? I mean, right now, I don't think that either Biden or Bernie can get a minute of airtime. The only people that are getting airtime are Trump and Cuomo. And why they put Cuomo on every day? It's like every other governor in the state, in the United States, is unimportant, and all that's important is New York. Now, I will grant you, they are at this point the epicenter, but there's some other really significant hotspots too, including where your brother lives down here in Georgia, and where you live up there, although not where you live, but in the city of Boston itself.
Well, it's New York City. It's New York, so that and the fact that it is the epicenter. So I can, and now I listening today, his CNN brother is now quarantined because he has the virus. I heard that today.
You know, or
he was about it.
Dick, I actually put up a post about that, just a real brief one, just a few minutes ago, And, what I said is Chris Cuomo tests positive. This is very sad. We do not wish ill on anybody, not now, not ever, because there are people that are putting up smiley faces for that. Like somehow that's a victory. What kind of ghouls are they that they would do that? And some of them are just lovely ladies. Not, guys that you would think of bikers or something like that, but lovely ladies saying, yes, I'm glad he doesn't ever tell the truth on CNN, so therefore he should have the coronavirus? I don't think so. Nobody wants to wish this on anyone. And it's, when you do have it in your family, and I have it in mine, it's your first instinct.
Jack, these are the same women that see on Twitter and Facebook and whatever these celebrities wishing that all Republicans had the virus, or some idiot somewhere that's supposed to be a celebrity wishing that Barron Trump had the virus. And you know what? To a certain extent, these people are saying, you know what, turnaround is fair play. One of your people is down, so be it. I not that I cheer for anybody being sick, but, for people like Pelosi, I mean, she drives me crazy trying to blame Trump for letting people die when she held up the whole package,
the bill,
for a week,
yeah,
so she could get in her and what kind of a Catholic is this woman that wants to fund abortions? I'm surprised that they haven't excommunicated this woman yet, because she's just a pure miserable human being, miserable, and the way she thinks, and like you said, it just comes down to the fact that these people hate Trump because he's out to ruin everything that they've got going for him. And didn't I read in this, in that bill too, that Congress gave themselves another pay raise?
Yeah.
I thought I heard that part of it too,
Oh, it is true. But that isn't something that the Democrats wanted. They all voted for that one. So you can't lay that one at the feet of the Democrats when it's both.
No, I'm not. I'm laying it at the feet of Congress, saying, you know, like when Rome burns and these people are giving themselves raises. I mean, it's ludicrous that any of them, if you voted for it, you should be voted out. Period.
I think that's exactly right. Our need for people who want to serve. And you know what? You're seeing some things that are extraordinary. The Samaritan's Purse, Billy Graham's son's ministry, setting up tents, a tent hospital in Central Park, saying we only want to take the sickest of the sick.
And his son is
extraordinary.
That's
extraordinary. And
And his son,
you know,
is the one that put the tents up. Yeah.
Well, the Samaritan's Purse is Franklin Graham's ministry. It's been his ministry for.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that his son is one of the people that was setting up the tents and everything. He was orchestrating.
Oh, the grandson of
he
Billy
was on
Graham.
The grandson, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking kid, too.
And, well, I think that he's at West Point.
Well, no, this is Billy Graham's grandson, but he's like in his mid 30s. So it's the person, who's the one that has the ministry now?
Franklin.
This is
Franklin
his
Graham.
Son. And it's his
well,
son.
One of his other sons is right now at West Point.
West Point.
And just by the way,
all right, well.
And to deviate a minute, I mean, in my career and in my business stuff, 30 years ago, I met Billy Graham, 35. And he walked into NRB convention, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and there I was. I was, 30 years old. And I met him, and I thought he could be a movie star. And he was 55 or 60 years old at the time. And, but he was really sharp and had penetrating blue eyes. Extraordinary man. I met them all. Jerry Falwell,
Martin Luther
Pat
King's
Robertson,
mother.
Jim Baker, Norman Vincent Peale. I knew them all. But, I digress even saying that. But, Billy Graham was the real deal. Unpretentious. And I can assure you that some of the others in the names I just mentioned are anything but pretentious.
Let me
assure you of that. Assure you of that. And that I know for a fact. Actually, I wrote a book about it. That's that one, Feet of Clay. But I'll digress throughout the whole program because that's what we can do.
It's available at Amazon right now.
Or Barnes & Noble. All right. How do you think this is going to impact Trump going forward?
Oh, I think, you know what? He's on a tidal wave right now, and he's going to be washed into office so fast and furious. It's just going to be unbelievable. I mean, this country is where we're at right now because of Trump. Can you imagine if Hillary or Bernie or Joe Biden was running this country right now? There'd be thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that would have the virus, and probably tens of thousands that would have already have died because they wouldn't have been able to get up and rolling the way. I mean, Trump, he's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he has to do. He went after General Motors, got them to relinquish finally before he had to call in, you know, the act that would force them to do. So there's a lot of
things. The War Powers Act.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But just think
which
of.
Which he did have to invoke on General Motors.
Well, I'm not sure he did or he was going to, and they finally relinquished her. But, well, whatever. It's a moot point at this point.
No, I think he did have
actually
to do that.
What they want.
Which, just by the way, Dick, we bailed their sorry you-know-what rears out about 10 years ago.
Obama did.
And,
yeah.
You know, with that Obama deal. And, boy, when it comes time to any kind of payback, you don't see that from them, which really bothers me. It bothers me deeply, especially when you see some of these companies and what they are doing and willing to do to serve the American people. Some of it is really noble. And
well, you think about people. But you think about these companies that could still be manufacturing things that they normally do, and I mean it'd be easy for them to be able to stockpile and realize, you know, in a year from now there'll be a demand back again, and the only one that comes to mind right now is that Mr. Pillow or whatever his name is.
Oh yeah, MyPillow.com.
Yeah, instead of making my pillows, they're making masks now. And saying the noble thing to do? Absolutely. The right thing to do? Absolutely. And you know what? This country won't forget it. We remember things like that.
I agree. And just by the way, the progressive media, the leftists, are mocking him for doing this. Literally, they're mocking when it's so needed. It's just the callousness of some of these people is really hard to
imagine.
Mocking
Trump? Is that what you're saying? Mocking Trump?
No.
Oh, the pillow man?
Lindell.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what his first name is, Lindell, but you know, the
guy
with the mustache that, you know, his commercials drive me nuts because I've seen him a million times. Kind of like Joe Namath or the guy Liberty Giverty.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, I mean, you've seen it a million times. You know, and of course now that you know that everybody's watching so much more TV because we can't go anyplace. You know, and even though Barack Obama is on the board at Netflix, I want to say thank God for Netflix. Because, you know, at least you can watch some things that are different. Because how many news shows can you watch where they just talk about 24/7 about the coronavirus? My gosh, it's hard enough without it just repeating the same thing over and over and over again. By the way, when the ship pulled into New York Harbor, weeks earlier than Rachel Maddow had said that it would, it was really inspiring. And, you know, it's like help's on the way. Some of the stuff is
other than the people standing too close to each other when they were cheering it coming in and saying, come on, folks.
the dock worker.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not 6 feet away from each other. Who's kidding who? So,
well, you know, New York City, that's a hard thing to do, and it's easy to see why they're, you know, they could have such a problem there with everybody on top of each other. But they certainly were able to do what they were supposed to do in Seoul, South Korea. And Seoul, do you know the population of Seoul?
38 million.
Right on the – good job, Dick. Good job.
Thanks. I've been watching these shows, too. Yeah.
38
million. 38 in Seoul.
38 million people. I believe
that's New York times. That's New York times four. Four
New
times the number of people
mm-hmm.
that are in New York City. My math's pretty good, too, Jack.
Yeah, you add 5 million to it, and it's everybody in California.
Yeah.
So, you know, they talk about, well, the United States has the most cases, and so that makes us the epicenter and surpassing Italy. But they forget that Italy has 60 million people and we have 330 million people, so we are 6.5 times their size, and proportionately we're nowhere near them. And when it comes to fatalities from it, we're right down there with the South Koreans, which is really very good. And, you know, Italy, of course, Italy, they made it, you know, in their socialized medicine stuff, they made the decision not to treat old people. So the average age of death in Italy is 85. That's the average age. So they had all these people
incredible.
That died. Yeah, but pretty much they had underlying conditions and weren't going to live much longer anyway. So, and that's not to justify that or anything else, or but you know they made a decision that was, you know, based on numbers, and there's something about that doesn't sit well and doesn't feel good.
No. But, well, you know, it comes down to if you have two people that are both very sick, and one's 40 and one's 85, I don't like that you have to make that kind of decision, but I guess you know, at some point somebody's going to make that decision, and right, wrong, or indifferent, it's the way it has to be at that point, in that place.
So you're thinking that that in the election that Trump is going to, that this is essentially going to help him, and that his leadership through this is going to cement his victory. I basically think that's true.
There's one other major factor in that. And if it's either Bernie or Joe running against him, I'm going to give me a break. Come on. Between the two of them, a communist and a gaffer. That could be the name of your next book. The Commie and the Gaffer. I like that.
Tommy and Gaffer. Well, there's a part of me that thinks that all of this time that's being given to Cuomo, that they're trying to make it to where he could be their nominee, and he'd be far more formidable than either one of them. But we'll see if that happens. I don't know that it is, because if Joe doesn't get
But what about Cuomo wouldn't be on so many of the primaries that he couldn't even become their candidate? Isn't that way past that already?
I'll have to find that out. We'll talk about that next week, because I don't have the answer to that, but it's a necessary thing to talk about. At any rate, we are out of time, and guess what? We can't even say anything about sports, because there's nothing about sports.
It's nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about. Sadly, when this should be a great time to do it. Anyway, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And God, put your hand on Donald Trump and his leadership for us. We ask all of this in Christ's name. Amen.